Aloha kakahiaka.
Aloha nui.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. Yourself?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful. It's so great to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
So I want to introduce all of our listeners to you. Tonight at Ekana Kapila Kako, we're going to be welcoming Nahoko Hanohano Award. I think you've been nominated 9 times?
I never count those things.
Okay. Anyway, one of the most amazing pianists, singer, composers, just beautiful, beautiful voice. This is Aaron Salah on the line, and we're so excited that you're coming tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
It's good to be coming back, and my gosh, it's grown since I've been there.
You're going to be really surprised.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yes, we keep growing and growing and growing, and just having wonderful, wonderful turnouts. So.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
We're really excited that you're coming, and I was kind of hoping to give our listeners a little background about you, like where were you born? When did you come to Hawaii?
Oh, actually, I was born in Honolulu. My mother's Hawaiian.
Okay.
Chinese Portuguese from Kailua, Oahu, and my father is pure Samoan. And so, soon after my sister was born, we moved Samoa for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
My mother lived her dream life, and she really wanted to be a housewife. And so, you know, she was a housewife. My father supported us. And we moved back to Kailua, I think around fourth grade, and we went back and forth for a while. And then I got into Kamehameha in seventh grade, and we've been here ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you received your bachelor's degree in...
Yeah, at the University of Hawaii in Manoa,
uh-huh.
In music, and currently working on my master's degree in ethnomusicology. This degree is just killing me, I can't tell you. I cannot wait for it to be done, but it's been good. And then I'm hoping to go to Michigan, actually, for my PhD, University of Michigan. There are 2 professors there that I really, really want to work with. So... all things well, I'll graduate this year and go to Michigan next year.
Wow, that's a big change.
Yeah, it will be. I mean,
yeah,
you know, big change. But
mm-hmm. You started playing music when you were how old?
While we were living in Samoa, my mom started me in piano lessons at 5 years old. And when we moved here, I continued piano lessons. At home in Kailua, we had a grand piano in the living room, and then one day classical piano lessons, that is, and then one day I had gone to a family luau with my grandparents, and we had come home from the luau, and my grandmother went to the piano. It was the first time I had ever seen her play anyone else besides me playing piano in our home, and she went to the piano and started playing this music that I realized later was Hawaiian music. And so all of my interest in, you know, Chopin and Bach and Beethoven, you know, really kind of went out the door because she played by ear. I mean, there was no music. And so, you know, I just sort of started hanging with her a lot. She'd go to the keyboard and play, and then she'd tell me, okay, you know, you play what I just played. And that's, you know, I know now that's how I really learned how to play by ear,
mm-hmm.
was from my grandmother. And, you know, it kind of set the tone for the rest of my life in music, actually. And, you know, here I am.
I know, I see your name on everybody's albums.
Oh, yeah, we have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun.
You've also done some work for Walt Disney Studios and mm-hmm. Bette Midler.
Right.
I know I see you at Merry Monarch Festival.
Yeah.
I see you on TV with the Kamehameha Song Contest.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of all over the place. But, you know, got to do it while we can, right?
Oh, well, you're just so talented.
Oh,
you know,
thank you.
You really do such a beautiful job. And both of your albums are really wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Tell me a little bit about your latest release.
Na Po'ona Mahina. You know, I'm a little bit cerebral in my approach. And I think that comes from being, you know, so academic about things and almost to a fault sometimes. But Napo'ona Mahina literally means the setting of the moon. It's a song written by Manu Boyd and set to music by Robert Casimera and Mahi Beamer. And my thought was to start the album at the rising of the moon. And, you know, if a man or a couple or a group of friends were to stay up all night enjoying the different phases of the moon, what kinds of emotions and what kinds of emotions would they feel, what kind of things would they do? And that's really, you know, how I took it. And, excuse me, cerebrally, I mean, you know, I was the concept that the moon is real in that it's tangible, yet its light comes from the sun. It doesn't generate its own light. So it's, you know, sort of the reality as illusion kind of approach.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if all of us, you know, come to an understanding that we create our own realities, then how would each of these songs contribute to the emotions that we feel within ourselves, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of music I make is, I try not to make music that, you know, maybe you like or dislike in the moment. You know, as soon as you hear it, oh, I like this song, or I don't like this song. I like to make music that has to grow on you, you know,
mm-hmm.
even if like a fungus. You know, I like to make music that you have to sit with and listen to for a long time, and then make decisions about, well, I would never do this in a song, or I don't like these words, or I love this because, you know, that those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the real, you know, that's what draws me to music. That I have to listen to a Beethoven sonata, you know, 100 times before I really understand what Beethoven was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That draws me to making music. And that to me is what makes what I do worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was really the concept behind Napo'ona Mahina.
I really enjoy reading your liner notes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, your liner notes are really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
And you're singing songs in here from Kainani.
Mm-hmm. Kainani, one song by Kainani was written for her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I was honored that she gave me a song, you know, that she wrote in honor of her own daughter. And she's a recording artist and, you know, Nahoku Hanohana Award winner herself. And she was preparing actually to go into the studio as well. So, you know, I was a bit taken aback that she would offer the song to me, knowing that she was going to record herself. So I was very honored to record Hi'ialole Makua. And then also she wrote a song about the Hanalei side of the island.
Mm-hmm.
Going on a field trip with a halau from Honolulu, the Ke'ali Kumakani, Kumuhula Manu Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
She's very good friends with several of the women of that halau. And so she was taking them on a field trip on that side of the island. And it's really a memorial to a Primo hat, which I love. She was, you know, she had gone hiking up the mountain, and up came the wind and the rain and blew her Primo hat down the cliff. And, you know, she was just watching the Primo hat descend down, you know, down the mountain. And she wrote a memorial for her Primo hat. And that's that song.
I love the songs in here. This is just a beautiful album. And I really like the Ka'upu Aloha, your debut album.
Oh,
also.
Mahalo Nui.
Just beautiful. And your piano playing is just so beautiful. And,
oh, thank you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your program tonight, what you're going to be presenting, and a little bit about Snowbird.
Yeah. Well, Snowbird, Kumuhula Snowbird Bento and I have known each other for 100 years and 100 pounds. it was actually Carol's idea. I have to say a little bit about Carol, too, if you don't mind. Carol is just amazing. And I have to tell you that it's a little bit daunting every, well, this will be the second Kani Kapila Kako that I've been invited to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit daunting to come because of Carol's write-up. You know, I don't know if your listeners or if any of your listeners or many of them are on Carol's email list.
Uh-huh.
But this woman writes, and I feel like I'm in the moment with all of you, enjoying all of that. And, I think I'm more nervous coming to Kani Kapila Kako than I am to do concerts in Japan.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of Carol's write-up. So, tonight, it's just me and Snowbird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're just very good friends. We've been friends for a very long time. Snowbird is one of the most amazing hula dancers in all the world. And Carol invited me to come with Bird this year. And we are, because, you know, we're sort of both academics, we're going to talk about songs that we've written and have written, and songs that other people have written that we've researched and sort of learned the insides of and the outsides of. And we're gonna dance, and we're gonna make everybody else dance, and we're gonna teach them songs, and everybody else will sing, you know, along with us, quite a few numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a more varied program than a focused one, but I think that's what Kani Kapila is. We're just gonna go with the flow, and you know, we've prepared a little bit, but I've also allowed for us to be a little bit more organic and flowing, and we'll see where it takes us, where the evening takes us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know the theme this year is the stories behind the songs.
Exactly.
So we're really looking forward to hearing your mana'o about the music and really
definitely
learning more. And do you have a regular gig in Honolulu, anywhere that people can go see you when they travel to Honolulu?
Or? Yeah, I actually play at the Royal Hawaiian Center in Waikiki on Thursdays and Fridays in March from 4 to 6 p.m. It's just me at the piano.
Mm-hmm.
You can come and get a bite to eat and have a seat and just, you know, enjoy the mid-afternoon. But, you know, I'm trying to focus on finishing this degree, so I'm not taking too many things that will distract from that, because this degree has taken much too long to finish.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you're a really busy man, too, and you have a new baby.
Right, right.
Yeah, new Kiki in your life, so that's a wonderful journey in itself,
too. Oh, it
too.
Is, it is. Yeah. Changed my life and my wife's life as well, so
mm-hmm.
we're just, you know, we're having a lot of fun.
And this is going to be such an amazing, amazing evening. Thank you so much.
Oh, mahalo, Linda, very much.
Have a safe trip over here.
We'll see you later today.
We'll see you later on today. Thank you again for calling in, Aaron.
Aloha, Nui.
And aloha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.